Jared Crossan, firstly, congratulations, manager of Carndonagh FC, who this year won the Strand Hotel First Division in Inishowen. And fair to say, Jared, that you won it in some style, just one defeat all season so far. You've still got a few games left, but you had a little bit of room to spare at the end. So it's been a very strong league campaign.
Yes, thanks very much, Chris. Yeah, it has. It's been quite good. We didn't really set any targets at the start of the year. We brought them together and we tried to break it down, get the basics right and get them fitter and get a positive feedback in the club, and then just let it roll the way it rolled. And in fairness, it went fairly well for us, you know. Someone had said to me at the start of the year, this would have been sitting, I would have took arm in hand and everything, you know. So no, it's lots of positives.
You clinched the title last weekend, so good to be back in the top flight of Inishowen, because I'm sure a lot of people would feel, you know, you're a big club, a well-established club. That's where you really need to be.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely, that's where Cairn will always be. And like, it's not so long since they were an intermediate club. We're a big town as well, dealing with lots of kids. Like, we should have enough coming through to be playing at the highest level of football that they're available to. So yeah, that's where we need to be, and that's where we need to stay and building it from there, you know.
So tell us a little bit about the present day team. Is it, as they say, the usual mixture of youth and experience, or is that not the case?
I actually sitting down there one day and we're going through, looking through our team, and you would have said, I would have probably maybe said it was a mixture of youth and experience, but when we actually lined it down, it was very much an odd experienced player and very much youth. I think our 70-80% of our team is nearly under 21. We have a couple of older guys, which you always have to have about your squad and team, like, you know, but generally most of them are just kids yet still, which is great.
So that augurs well for the future. And just looking at the league table, you've been averaging, what, 3.5 goals a game or maybe more on occasion. So certainly you've a bit of firepower up front.
Yes, our forward line is young and they're eager. They love to score goals. And I'm sure, and but behind it all, they're always competing with one another who's going to get the most goals. And they know where the net is.
So, there's been football in St. Patrick's Park in Carndonagh since, I believe, 1947, but the club itself wasn't founded until the mid-70s, the present-day club. And since then, well, fair to say, Jared, a proud history. You touched on it there. As an intermediate club, they were in the Ulster Senior League. There were runs in the FAI Junior Cup. Plenty for the history books.
Oh, definitely so. Some fantastic teams, some fantastic players. I had the pleasure of watching a lot of them myself. I know it's going to be a big thing to move away from there, but that's just, unfortunately, we've outgrown where we're at. We just have to move on to keep progressing the club.
Yeah, so the club has sought planning permission for what would be a major development. I see a figure of around 3 million mentioned, but basically it's not just a sporting facility, it's more than that. It's a facility that will certainly be used by the local community, being developed by Spree, and it'll be a child and family hub. So exciting times ahead.
Definitely, it's very exciting times. The project out there, when you have a wee look at it, you nearly think it couldn't be real, but yes, it's very much real. The field committee and all behind us have been working through this now for, I would say, maybe, as far as I know, 5 or 6 years. And they've come to a stage now where we're at here now, and the Spree have come on board, like, so that's making it even more spectacular. Like, and the people that benefit from it all, it's, yes, great from a footballing point of view, but also from a community point of view, the facilities that's going to be there for everyone to use.
As you mentioned, the town is growing, big catchment area, and quite simply, you needed the extra space. So plans for, I think it's 3 outdoor pitches, which would include obviously the main pitch, a grass training pitch, a 3G pitch. So it's very much an investment in the future and long term. Now, let's go back a little bit in time, and before we came on air, we were just chatting about a cup run. I wasn't 100% sure, but you informed me it was 1989. Carndonagh got into the FAI Senior Cup, played Limerick at the time. There was a great crowd in St. Patrick's Park, and I suppose for those people who remember it, you know, that was a really special day. And that team that was back at the end of the 80s, early 90s, that was full of some really, really good players.
Yes, for a kid growing up at me, at my age, I think I was about 13 then, and went down to watch that team playing and seeing the players that were there. There was players that had come from senior football playing in Derry City and the highest level, players that progressed on to play senior football, players that were just, they were the top of the game at intermediate level at the time. You know, you'd have struggled to find better intermediate players across the country at that time, you know.
Yeah, Paul McGeoghegan, Michael McElhinney, Brian Bell, Roper McDermott, you know, they were household names all over Donegal.
Definitely were top players. Players that, like Paul, went on and played for Fran Harps, fantastic player. Michael, I think, went to Fannett shortly after that there and had a great career down at Fannett. And as you know yourself, Fannett were a top side and used to beat senior teams at their ease on regular occasions, you know. But no, from a McCarran point of view, it was great times. And that's what you want. That's what a club, any club that's setting up, wants to be, have great players and play at the highest level they can get.
So plenty to look forward to next season. You'll be in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, competing with the top sides. And certainly the standard of football in Inishowen over the past decade, it's a very, very tough league to win the top tier.
Yes, very much so. I don't think we're coming out of the first division with any plans to win the Premier next year, but we definitely want to try and get a foot in the league and get our feet back in, and then we can have a look at things maybe down the road. Because the Inishowen League at the moment, the standard's very high, as you see. I think Buncrana were very unlucky, I think, to get beat by St Michael's last week. They're a fantastic young team as well. Glengad are still there. Mavoll are there. It's a strong league. If you're not at yourself, you can get left behind very quickly.
Yeah,
so absolutely. From our point of view, we just want to get in, get our feet. It's great to be back in there and get our feet in. It's great to look forward to it. You know, that's where you want to be playing.
And Gerard, away from winning the league title, you still have interest in a couple of cup competitions.
Yes, very much so. We're still in the mix. We play Cockhull Reserves and the Father of Gara, and we play Quigley's Point in the quarter-final of the Donegal Sign. So, yeah, definitely season's definitely not over yet.
Aside from the men's first team, you know, there's plenty of other teams in the club. How many teams altogether are we talking about these days?
I'm not sure if I could give you a total. Now, we've obviously the two adult teams. I was talking to one of the committee members the other day. I think you're looking at, you've the guts of over 300 kids. So that makes up a lot of youth teams. I think there was a figure mentioned of four under 13 teams this year. It's very evident that what we were talking about there, the facility isn't there to accommodate all that, which is a shame. But hopefully now, in the near future, that'll be something, and we can only go really from strength to strength from that, you know.
And of course, we've seen the great growth of ladies soccer as well, and certainly Inishowen has produced its fair share of very capable young players in recent times. And again, there seems to be an awful lot of young girls coming through who have joined various clubs.
It's brilliant. It's great to see the young girls there, and I think Inishowen had a ladies sort of winter league going there, which was fantastic to see. There's a great future in football now for the girls. The door might have been closed years ago, but the door's definitely open now for girls, and it's great to have them coming through, you know, and it's great for Cairn Club to be promoting it in the way that it is.
And finally, Gerard, I suppose appropriately, just to conclude, you know, all this that's happening both on and off the field, it just doesn't happen. There's an awful lot of hard work, a lot of voluntary work, and behind the scenes, the club no doubt has a big army of volunteers. Much of the work perhaps going unnoticed, and you know that must get its due recognition.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, as you know yourself, most of all the hard work never goes noticed because it's done and everybody takes it for granted, you know. And without your team of helpers, may it be 10, 20, or sometimes just 3 or 4, them people never get the recognition they deserve, you know. When it's a big job, it's a big responsibility coming in and taking us all on, and most people have their full-time jobs on top of it to do. So from my point of view, it's amazing, and fair play to all them that have that enthusiasm to do this and make the club what it is, you know. So no, it's great.